You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is our newsmaker of the day, Jolynn Miller. She is with the planning committee for the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair, which will take place next week at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Good morning, Jolynn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You helped create the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair back in 2018. So for those who have no idea what this is, what is the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair all about?
The whole point is to bring together organizations that need volunteers so that the community can find out where they can give their time. So we usually have about 70 to 75 organizations at the fairgrounds. They have examples of what types of volunteer opportunities they need filled, and we invite the public to come join us and walk through and see what calls to them, what makes them excited, and where they can maybe give some of their time.
So what date are we talking about?
This year is really cool. We're talking about the fours. So it's April 4th at 4 p.m. So 4/4/24 at 4 p.m. It's so funny.
The fourth month, the fourth day of the month at 4 p.m. Got it. The admission is free. It starts at 4 p.m. Does it last for a couple hours?
Lasts until 7. And we know that that's dinner time for a lot of people. And so we have Rockin' Tacos coming and Barista Betty's. So people can get snacks and drinks while they're there if they need them.
How many volunteer organizations will be there?
Right now, we're, I think, close to full. I think we have spots for two more, but close to 75.
75 volunteer organizations, all based in Tuolumne County?
All based in Tuolumne County. I think some of them are national, like the Forest Service, but the Forest Service are looking for volunteers here. There's obviously 4-H, which is what I'm a part of, but Love Tuolumne County, Blue Zones, all sorts of organizations that need volunteers. And I do want to say, nationally, the trend in volunteerism is down. And so we know that volunteerism makes a stronger community. It makes a stronger, healthier person. And so we want to buck the trend in Tuolumne County. We want to increase our volunteerism, increase organizations that get help, and just really make our community stronger.
For those wanting to attend the fair, should they bring anything with them?
You know, maybe they want to bring a pad of paper and a pencil to take notes, but most of the organizations are going to have sign-up sheets, and you'll put down your name, phone number, and contact information, and those organizations, they really need volunteers, so they would contact that person.
How much volunteer time is typically needed for most of these organizations?
So it depends. Some of them are really short. Some of them are looking for what we call episodic volunteers, people that can show up one day, 1 or 2 hours, and then some organizations are looking for a little bit more regular volunteering commitment that have training and some requirements like fingerprints and things like that.
All right. Who's hosting this volunteer fair?
So it's the Blue Zones and Love Tuolumne County. And then it's also the fiscal sponsor is Sonora Area Foundation. So we're always grateful for them to make sure that this event happens.
If a person is unable to attend the fair next week, Thursday, April 4th, starting at 4 p.m., are there other options available?
Yeah, so we keep our website up to date with all of the organizations that are participating this year and in previous years. And so you can visit us at tcvfair.org. I'll say it again. It's tcvfair, F-A-I-R.org. And check out that. You can also find us on Facebook if you look for Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair.
Volunteering not only benefits the organization to have the volunteers, but volunteering has its benefits for the person who is volunteering.
Yeah, that's so cool. So there's so many studies out there that say volunteering increases health, makes people live longer, makes them happier, more satisfied with their life. And then coming into this new era of, you know, where more people are seeking jobs. And so volunteering can also be a really great way to boost your resume. If you're looking for a job in a particular field, go find an organization that is going to give you those skills to put onto your resume.
Jolynn Miller, before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I really think that we need to buck the trend in Tuolumne County because volunteerism across all sectors in the United States is declining. And we know that it makes a strong community. So let's come out to Tuolumne County, make us stronger and volunteer.
TCVFair.org is the website. We have been speaking with Jolynn Miller, She's with the planning committee for the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair, which will take place next week, April 4th, starting at 4 p.m. Jolynn, always nice to see you.
You as well. Have a great one.